We're all in our 20s, and it's rare that you meet someone your own age, let alone your age and then from the same city that you're from. So it's really crazy that we all happened to be here, and we truly feel like God brought us here together. Hello, it's Bea buzzing in with a warm welcome to We're Not Done Yet. Whether you're navigating cancer or just cruising through life's ups and downs, I'm so happy you're here. This podcast is all about finding strength, laughing through the chaos, and supporting one another. Let's dive in and see where this journey takes us. So before we get into today's episode, oops, sorry, you guys, for any like background noises, I want to thank everyone who has been tuning in, for all the nurses and doctors and all my friends. Thank y'all so much for reaching out and letting me know y'all's feedback. It means a lot, and it's really nice to know that my words are being listened to and people can relate to the things that I say, which makes me incredibly happy. One of my biggest fears and concerns was seeing if anyone would actually truly listen to what I have to say. So thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys, and it means a lot. Today's episode in particular is a special one to me because, as you guys can tell already, I have my very first guest. It's some amazing girls that I've met while getting treatment, and we'll dive into some crazy facts about us all in a bit. But these girls have literally helped me feel less alone and worried on days when I needed it the most. So today I'm joined with Erica and Marianne. Do y'all just want to introduce yourselves a bit? Like, Erica, you can say you're good. Like, you can just say your name and like your age. And
okay, so my name is Marianne, currently 22 years old, almost 23. I was first diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in August 11 of 2023, and then I got into remission, and then I relapsed this year, 2025, with leukemia.
What kind of leukemia, like, specific?
It's ALL, so acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
My name is Erica. I was diagnosed in November 23, 2023. I am 23 years old. When I was first diagnosed, I was diagnosed with leukemia AML, but I came to MD Anderson and it was a mixture of two. So it was AML and ALL. And I did a stem cell transplant back in 2024. And then I relapsed back in February, and I recently did a CAR T. So, yeah.
And you just had your CAR T as well.
Yeah. Yes. We were having the CAR T. Me and Erica, we were doing the CAR T at the same time.
Yes. And how are y'all feeling, like, in the moment? How was it?
In my case, I think it went pretty great. I mean, I didn't really have a lot of side effects. It was just mainly, like, just having to stay there at the hospital for, like, about 3 to 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. That was, I think, the hardest thing that it's been. Because, I mean, I couldn't get out of the hospital or... Yeah, I couldn't eat a lot of the things that I usually eat. So I think that was, like, kind of the hardest thing. But, I mean, it's going great.
That's good. I'm glad. And then with you, Erica?
I did the stem cell first and then the CAR T. And so I had complications from the stem cell. But I'm doing good now. Thriving.
That's good. So, fun fact that I said earlier, like, there's a few fun facts. We're all from the same area. So... you guys don't know this, but I pretty much lived most of my life in the Rio Grande Valley, which is South Texas, and we're all from different cities in that area, but we didn't meet each other until we got to the housing facility that we're currently at, where we all found out that we're from that area. And it's crazy because we're all in our 20s, and it's rare that you meet someone your own age, let alone your age and then from the same city that you're from. So it's really crazy that we all happened to be here, and we truly feel like God brought us here together, which, as you might have gathered from the title or episode notes, we'll be discussing something personal, which is our religion and spirituality, our belief system just as a whole, especially when faced with change like we were. I know this can be a vulnerable topic and it might not be for everyone, so I invite you to come into this episode with an open mind and heart, as we all have our own spiritual journeys. This episode is not about believing in what I or my friends believe in, unless of course it resonates with you, then totally do that. It's about finding and having faith and seeking comfort in something greater and bigger. We can't control what happens to us, but we can have hope and faith that there's something working in our favor, guiding us down a greater path. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and feel free to reach out to me and let me know your own thoughts and opinions. Also, quick note, Throughout this episode, if you hear any flipping through pages, we do have our Bibles out today. We actually just finished a Bible study. So if you hear that, we're just referencing some of our favorite verses and things that have helped us throughout our journeys. I kind of want to tell you guys a bit about my, kind of like, I guess, give my testimony and how my connection with God grew to how it is today. So for as long as I can remember, I've had a personal distance from God, honestly. Growing up, I attended church every Sunday at my group, super Catholic. However, when I became a teenager, my parents gave me the freedom to choose whether to continue attending or not. And I decided not to because I never felt a genuine connection or relationship with God. Prayer and Mass felt very routine and disingenuous. So as I grew older, I began exploring other religions, practices, and beliefs. I had friends of various religions, and I was often invited to their churches or temples, and I truly admired their faith and relationship with God. And I started yearning for it myself. However, I never felt like I was able to achieve it. That's when I started entering my later years of high school, and I began dedicating a lot of my energy to my spiritual beliefs and started using crystals, tarot, and other forms of self-discovery. I found some reassurance, sort of, and comfort in those practices, but when I was diagnosed, that quickly changed. They became insufficient, and I began distancing myself from them. Again, like, I don't feel like there was anything exactly that made me stop, but it was just that distance began to grow. And I also wasn't surrounded by all of my items that I used to practice, such as tarot and crystals, because they were all back home. In contrast, though, my connection with God began to grow. I started praying more frequently and eventually began reading the Bible for the first time, which is something the past me would have probably never done, which I owe all to Erica. So when I first got here to this facility, we had so much in common. Our ages were very close and we're from the same area. So we began building our friendship, and I quickly learned that she was a very faithful person. I admire her faith a lot and her connection with God. I find it very beautiful, and she's over here blushing. But I truly do, Erica. Like, I admire your insight a lot, and you've provided so much insight to me, and I thank you a lot. I owe it to her for planting that seed and just helping me grow it. She's come from such a loving, like, I see her perspective is very loving. We were talking earlier, and I grew a hatred towards God when I was more like practicing self-discovery, because a lot of the people who claimed to be righteous and who claimed that they were like churchgoers and would read the Bible constantly, anytime that they saw me doing my own practices, they were very hostile and were just, if they didn't seem like they had love in their hearts. I had told Marianne and Erica earlier, actually, that one time I was approached by someone when I was practicing my forms of self-discovery, and they blatantly just asked, "So you want to go to hell?" Which is just like so crazy, the fact that someone would like even approach and say that to you. But if you're trying to encourage someone to get closer to God, that's just not the way to do it. And that's the only way that I was ever approached or was trying to like turn my face like towards God. And that didn't work, as you can hear. If anything, it strayed me further away from him, because I thought that's the type of people that followed him. I was like, that's not very, that doesn't seem like what, you know, not practicing what they preach. But Erica was not like that. Again, like I said, she was very, very loving, and she showed me all the love that God has to offer, and you can kind of do no wrong in his eyes. And so honestly, so yes, that is how my connection with him grew and is still growing to this day. With her, we started doing Bible studies and just helping break down the Bible and like every verse. Like, we'll go like, and we'll talk about a single verse for like an hour. And then eventually we started growing it more with another friend of ours that got here. She's out of this place. She's in remission. I've mentioned her before. And then Marianne arrived and started, again, like I said, growing our little Bible study and sharing our experiences and how we've been able to have this connection with God. Yeah. want to say kind of like how you, Erica, got closer in your journey?
I grew up Christian, but I think I felt like maybe I was one foot in and one foot out. Honestly, I don't think maybe I actually took God serious until I got cancer. I was living life really good. I was saving. I was already in LVN. I was about to finish RN school. And my fiance now like had proposed to me. We were going to like build a life. We were just waiting for school to end. And then like, you know, this all happened. And I was very like faith driven. I was like, you know, like God's got this. But I think it's until you're like put through the fire of all the symptoms that you face. Like I had really bad stuff where it hit every organ in my body. Like, you know, your skin, your eyes, just everything. After like transplant and stuff. It's hard to look at God and say, you know, I trust you when all of this is happening and you feel like you're physically dying. But for me, it was, I decided that I was diagnosed in 2023 and in 2024, I didn't really do, I guess, much. But I feel like it wasn't until maybe this year where I was like, you know what, if I have all this time in the world, why not? What better way to use it than to get to know God on such a deeper level? And I feel like in my relationship with him, I've just been trying to drive myself like into his word and basically just fall in love with him. Because at the end of the day, like how we were talking about, you know, all these things are just going to pass away. And when they pass away, what more do we have than his word and his foundation to stand on? You know, this journey of mine could play out in two ways, which is, you know, I get to be in remission for the rest of my life and give a beautiful testimony, or, you know, it does end up taking me. But if it does end up taking me, you know, I don't go without a fight. And I'm able to say, you know, praise God, because I'm still able to say that he was still good to me. And at the end, I get to receive that crown of eternal life and to spend eternity in a place with, you know, no more pain, no more suffering, no more of the bone marrows, lumbar punctures, no more testing, no more blood draws. Like how we were saying, like, how beautiful it is.
Peace.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so no matter what the circumstances, I feel like I'm content with where I am. And so that's what I try to like drive myself into, instead of just like, oh, what it's going to be my next move, like once I'm out of this, you know? Like,
yeah.
And it's exciting to think about that, but it's just like, now I want to do it with God by my side. Now I want to know, like, every decision that I make, like, I want God as my best friend to be there. Like, that's just my relationship that I'm trying to grow. And I'm definitely not perfect, trust me. Like, I have my temptations, my sins, the things that I deal with. But getting to know God's word and to drive deeper into it has led me into, I think, the person exactly that I am today. And I can say that God has rescued me from so much. Maybe I was going to go into like such a beautiful life, but at the end of the day, what good is it if I don't have God by my side, or God in the center of everything? Mm-hmm. So I could be a nurse, I could have money, but at the end of the day, like, honestly, what good is it without him?
Yeah.
So my journey right now is just to focus on him and let everything settle into place right now.
And that's something that we were talking about earlier, and just having that comfort in him, because there's a lot of things right now in our lives that are unsure, aside from the treatment, aside from our, you know, physical well-being. Just cancer brings so many other burdens onto you, aside from the medical bills. It's the living, especially since we're not from Houston, and just so many things. So to have that comfort, I, you know, we were kind of stressing and under like the same situation, and I told Erica, it was like the other night, I prayed and I let all my anxieties and worries into God's hands, because he's brought me so far and he's brought me on such a beautiful journey that I would have never come down if I wasn't diagnosed and if I didn't meet Erica or Marian. And so I'm very grateful for it, and he's made things work out just allowing that faith, and he's brought me so many blessings. And so again, I just let him, you know, take control, and things turned out good, like where things are going good. And it's brought some reassurance, not only to me, but to my parents. And so that's really nice and comforting to have. And it's something I wouldn't have had if I didn't get close to God. I would have been spiraling and having anxiety attack after anxiety attack, losing sleep over it. And it's nice to see that I've grown and don't let things like that affect me, because ultimately, if, you know, the one thing I should, if any, like if I'm worrying about anything, it should just be my health, right? And like getting better. But even then with like that, like as we say, we just let God take control. So it's nice.
In my case, I grew up Christian. I remember when I was little that we grew up like going to church like every Sunday. But as I grew older, like I remember that my family wouldn't go to church like every Sunday, so it would just be like on Easter, like on Christmas. And I grew up like believing that there was a God, but I didn't know him until, like Abby mentioned, until I was diagnosed. So the very first time I was diagnosed back in 2023, I got closer to God in a way, but I felt like I was like one foot in, one foot out. Like it wasn't really like a connection with him. I wouldn't read the Bible as constantly as I do now. I didn't have any friends. Like the very first time, like I didn't have like any friends that were going through the same situation as me. I knew some people that were going through the same situation, but it's not the same like just knowing someone older as talking to someone your age about the same things that you're going through. Because I feel like it's a big difference. And then when I relapsed this year, I remember that I started with like a back pain, a really back pain that was getting worse like over time. And at the time, I had started like a new job, let's say 4 months before I got relapsed again. So I feel like it was a blessing that I started the new job because I don't know if you guys know, but getting to MD Anderson it's really hard because it's a different insurance. They just accept like certain insurances. You need to have like a good insurance, like because if not, they'll just kick you out. They won't even let you in. So I was working for a clinic and I have an amazing boss that she helped me through the insurance. She's helping me right now. And I'm just so grateful that happened. And I remember whenever I was getting the back pains again, that I knew that it was leukemia. Like I felt that it was that I had relapsed again. And I remember praying to God when I got here to the hospital, to MD Anderson, that if I'm supposed to be here in this place right now, just to help me, to make me see that I'm supposed to be here, like to give me a sign. And then everything just started like falling into place right after that. I knew that I needed like friends to be like where I'm at right now. I got into this facility like, let's say, a month after I got relapsed. So I was just staying in Houston. I was living with my uncle for like about a month. And then I got into this facility. I met these girls, these amazing girls. And I think it's just such a blessing because I wasn't really a fan of reading the Bible. Yes, I had like the Bible app in my phone. I would read it like every now and then. But I feel like it's not the same just having like a physical Bible that you can just like do your notes in and just have it there constantly just to, you know, like
really break down.
Yeah, exactly. And,
like, take everything in. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like God put me like, just I was seeing all the right signs. Like, and like the second time I was diagnosed, I remember that I also had a friend. I had a really good friend that whenever he knew that I was like starting to get the symptoms again, that I was starting to feel sick, he actually like, he like me mandó rosas.
Oh, he sent you roses?
Yeah, he sent me roses to my apartment without me knowing. And then he didn't even put his name on the card. He just put, it was a will get well card. And he left them outside actually, he'd sent someone to like leave them outside. And I didn't even know. I saw them until the next day because it was late at night. And the only thing that was there on the card, it said, it was Proverbs 3:5, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. And I think that's like, that was just like a way of me knowing that God was with me.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful for him because like he was such a really good friend in that, because he knew that I was going through a hard time. So I feel like every sign from God was just there. And then I'm just so grateful like right now.
And he knew that you were had been diagnosed?
Yes. Yeah, he knew that I had, well, at the time I wasn't diagnosed yet.
Oh.
I was still back at home in Brownsville.
Oh.
But yeah,
that's
so sweet.
And that's something that I like to mention a lot is like the signs from God. And I feel like it was something I struggled with because you would constantly hear people, and I feel like Marianne's mentioned this as well. It's like, how do you know that God's giving you signs, or like, how do you know that he's listening to your prayers? And I felt like that was something that I struggled with before. It's like, how do you know? But I feel like the way that I've learned and the way that I've seen are the people that he surrounded me with. It's insane the amount of love and support. And I will constantly say this. I will sound like a broken record, but I do not care because it is so true. And I'm so absolutely grateful. But like Erica and Marianne, like them just being around here, I feel like it's a sign from God. And there's days where I pray. And again, like we're living in a community space. And there's been nights where I've prayed and I've asked God to, you know, like to help build that connection with him, that, you know, he allows me to be able to talk about him and have a conversation with someone. And then the next day, someone will just like approach me and we'll start like randomly. I'm not someone who's going to like, I like to be very respectful. And I know that people get uncomfortable easily with the topic of religion and with God. So I'm not going to go and be like the people that I hated in the past, you know. But there's been moments where it's crazy because I never thought I'd have these conversations or talk about how amazing he is. It's wild. Mm-hmm. There was something else that I wanted to mention that you reminded me of when you were talking about the roses. But if it comes back to me, I'll mention
it. I think good, like, especially, like, when you ask for confirmation. Because it's, like, you're in such a vulnerable state. Like, like, you, right now you're just dealing with so much that the thought of, like, going to God is just so hard. And it's just like sometimes you just need a little confirmation, and that's what helps like build like your relationship, you know, like the little things like that. It just brings you comfort and peace, because it's just like, you know what, in such a difficult moment where cancer is such a scary word, where there's no like, you know, full cure for it, you know, you still have those little signs from God, and that's exactly what you need in order to continue to have that relationship. You know, God is going to give you exactly what you need, and if you need that confirmation, he will give it to you like just as you need. And you know, the beautiful thing is that, like how I was telling you before, God has the Holy Spirit here to help you, to reveal to you like what you need to know and what you need to just like what you need to know in general. And so with that, like, you'll understand more on like, okay, this is from God, because the more I get to know him, the more I get to dive deep into his word, the more like I see the alignment with the things that are happening and with the things that people are like telling me. You get me? So that's like so good to know, like that you have like little confirmation, like, you know, like that.
It's crazy. Like sometimes there's moments where I like to keep it very like personal, where it's like this. Like, I know that this is him answering my prayers and that this is him. But there's other times where it's just like, it's so beautiful to see that I have to tell the entire world. And it reminds me. So another thing that I got turned on by these, that sounded wrong. But like, I got turned to by these two. is the Chosen series. I don't know if you guys watched that, but it is such a good series, and I recommend it, especially if you're trying to build that connection, if you're trying to understand the Bible a lot better, because the Bible is very difficult to understand, especially if you have the version that I have. It's difficult to understand, but when you watch The Chosen and you read it, it helps you understand better, and it really brings it to life, and I think it's such a beautiful interpretation, so definitely recommend. And in the first, I think it's the first season, there's Jesus goes and he meets this lady by a well, and she has like multiple men.
Oh, the Samaritan.
Yes.
I think it's Samaritan. Yeah.
And he proves to her who he is, and she gets so excited, and she's like, I'm gonna go tell like everyone.
Yeah.
And he was like, hoping you would. And I thought that was so beautiful. And I always think back to that whenever I see that my prayers have been answered and like I see signs from God. Like, I just think back to that. It's like, go tell people.
I think so cute. Like, especially the more like you get closer and then you see like your prayers coming into like to life, like, shoot, like, this is what I prayed for, and I see it come to pass, and I see it come to complete, like, I know the Lord is hearing my prayer, and you just want nothing to do but to spread his gospel, you know, and it just drives you so happy that you're just like, you want to overflow, like, you just like, because I received that, like, I want you to receive it, and like, I want you to receive it, and it's just like, it's just a big bottle of like joy. That's what like I've seen too. But yeah, I remember seeing that episode. It was really good.
It was so good.
And I feel like one of the things that God does is that he will provide.
Like, let's say I was struggling at first. Whenever I first got here to MD Anderson, I didn't have any friends. Like, over there where I got my first treatment back at home, I didn't have any friends. I always asked him and I prayed about it, and I always needed like someone to relate to. And I knew that God, like, he knew that I needed like that confirmation. So I feel like whenever I got here to MD Anderson and to Houston, and I met you guys, like you, Abby, Kendra, like all of you like girls have been just like super helpful. And like just like every way that everything has like fallen into, like all of my treatments, like everything has been just, I mean, of course, like it's not perfect. Like I've gotten my ups and downs, but I just feel so grateful. And I know this may be like, this may sound crazy, but I'm just at like, at a time, I'm just grateful that I got cancer. Like, I'm grateful for cancer because if not, I feel like the lifestyle and the old habits that I had before, they were just like, they were just not good for me. And I wouldn't have known God if it wasn't because of cancer. So of course it's hard. Yes, I know you girls like know that it's super hard. It's ups and downs always. But I feel like if we have God with us, I feel like we'll be okay.
That's
And
so, like, no, sorry. It's no,
good.
like, just to add on to that, it's, you're so right about the, I know sometimes people look and will find you crazy to say that, that you're like, you're grateful for cancer, but you have to understand that, well, in our situations, not, this isn't for everyone, but yeah, our lifestyles before my lifestyle, we were talking about this earlier. I always, for one, and I've mentioned this before in an episode, I felt like I've always rushed with life, and I feel like I've always had deadlines and I've had to finish things on a certain time. I was never the type to, I was like, okay, my major, I enjoyed my major and I still like it to this day. But if I didn't, I probably would have never, I wouldn't have been the person to change majors or to change minors because I felt like, okay, like things just have to keep going, you know? And I feel like this was finally time to just slow down and to really think about, like, what do I want to do in life? Who am I as a person? And aside from that, we were talking, we read James today, right? And y'all have y'all's Bibles. I put mine away, but it was James chapter 1, the first verse. What did y'all read it? I'm sorry, I can't see. Guys, we're recording in the dark.
I think it's the very first one that I read. Okay. So it's James 1:2. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow."
Okay, that goes with what I was like with what I wanted to say, but that didn't go with what I wanted. Sorry, I meant the
Which one? Okay, just see if we
I
can.
can't remember, but we're it's because we talked about so much. Like I said earlier, we break down every verse. Like we'll go on tangents about like each verse and how we interpret it. But somehow by reading James today, I got onto the subject of how I was it's very vulnerable for me to say on podcast, but I was a very lustful person. I was very eager to get into a relationship and to find someone. And that has definitely changed like 100% since I have grown closer to God and like that I realized who I want as a person and that I don't, oh, because it was about temptation. We were talking about temptation and how easily like I'd fall into temptation and they talk about in James like it all roots from desire, that it's not God tempting you, but it's the desires that we have within. And I was very okay. Wait, again, I need to choose my words carefully because I don't mean in the way that I want to say, but again, I would just fall very quickly to that. And I've been able to learn more about myself and what I want and what's best for me. And I would have probably never learned that, or it would have taken me like I'd probably be on my deathbed realizing these things. And so I'm very happy that I've been able to turn to the Bible and turn to God and hear these things for the better. And again, it's not from like a shameful way or putting you down. It's from a very loving way and just wanting the best for you. Because truly, that falling into lust was not the best for me. In the moment, I'd be enjoying life, but then late at night, you know, you're sad, you're lonely, you feel sometimes a bit like regretful for the things that for your actions throughout the day. And I didn't want to have that feeling anymore. And so I've learned a lot about who I am now and like what I want. And with that, we were also talking, I was telling them like, I now, like when I pray, when God's ready to bring someone into my life, that I want someone who loves God. And I'm going to turn it to you in a little bit, Erica, and say you and your fiance's words of advice, which I find absolutely beautiful, but that I want someone who's going to treat me with respect and who's going to treat me with love and who's going to encourage me to build that connection with God from a loving way and a place of just wanting me to thrive and to just really encourage me to pray to someone to have. I find it so beautiful. And like, I kind of awe at myself a little bit because I never thought I'd be the type of person to pray for someone in the future to pray with at night, you know, to have that, like to worship God together. And that's the person I am now. And I would have never thought that if I didn't get diagnosed and that I went through this journey. So you're absolutely right, Marianne, with that. And I agree. So now I want to Erica tell, because I learned it from them. And so I find it better if that she says it herself. But
oh, yeah. It was something that I was taught when I was little was to pray for your husband. And I did. I wrote like a little, like I have a little note like this here on paper and how I wanted my husband to look like and how I wanted his characteristics to be, because my mom taught me at a young age. And so, like, I wanted a God-fearing man. I wanted someone that played guitar and that could sing and had specifically big eyes. And that's exactly what God gave me. And something that my fiance was saying, who's Brian, he was telling us in a little Bible study that we had that when you pray for a man, make sure you pray for someone that is a God-fearing man and that loves God more than he loves his wife. Because if he loves God more than he loves his wife, he will know how to honor his wife. The Bible is very specific on how to treat your wife. And like I was telling you, there is a verse that even says that God will not hear your prayers if you are not, you know, respecting your wife. And so if you have a man that fears the Lord, and if you have a man that is dedicated 100% to the Lord, he will know exactly how to treat his wife and how to help her in her time of need and how to be with her. You know, he's not going to make her a slave. He's not going to like tell her exactly what to do and make her be like whatever. He's going to treat her with respect, with kindness. And so, you know, that's why the Bible also talks about women submitting to their husbands. But if you have such a God-fearing man that wants to please the Lord, he would automatically like know how to please you also. And he would automatically know how to treat you. And so that's why it's so important to find someone that is God-fearing, that is loyal to the Lord, and that wants to just love him like with all his heart.
Yeah. And I love that so much. I find it so beautiful. And it does, it also goes back to James where it says, yeah, the Bible. Basically practice what you preach, you know, don't just be a, is it say, it's don't be a sayer, be a doer, right?
Let me see. Is it if you claim to be religious, but no, don't control yourself?
I think it's James 1:22.
Yes.
Go ahead. It says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in the mirror.
These breaks, we can just, I easily chop them
up. No, I think that's why like it's so important. That's why like I find it very... I'm not one to like fight with someone to say like, oh, like I'm more than you, like kind of like how society has it today, like we're just equal, you know, where we're just like that. But like the Bible does talk about submitting to your husbands, but if you have someone submitted to God, you know, they're going to lead you in the right path. Mm-hmm. They're going to lead you not into temptation, not into condemnation, not into anything unholy, but leading you closer to God. You know, you're going to have a man that is going to want what's best for you and that's going to want you to also please the Lord. And so when you have someone filled with such a godly relationship, then you know, they're going to lead you into that path, you know? And so it's so important to find someone that is led by God, because at the end of the day,
Sorry, you guys. I interrupted her. My stomach interrupted her, and we like burst out laughing. So I that part got cut
out. Okay, no, I think I was saying it's just important to find someone that is God driven, just because like if they know if they're just filled with God's word and just know how to have it as a foundation, they're going to lead you into a right path. Mm-hmm. They're going to lead you into God's direction. You know, they're going to pray over your household, pray over your children, pray with you. And that's so important. You know, if you have a God-centered relationship, what more could destroy it, honestly?
Sorry, I'm just laughing about it earlier. I found their insight the other day very beautiful. And it was the first time that Brian has done a Bible study, that I've been able to join them for a Bible study. And so it was great because I find them very knowledgeable. They're very humble about their knowledge and about the way they study, but it is truly like admirable. And
it definitely wasn't easy. Like, trust me, in the beginning, like how he was saying it.
You guys should have seen her old Bible. That thing was
like, he was tearing apart.
Holy, it was like being held together by the Spirit. Like, truly.
Honestly, dude, it was just like held on my faith and prayers at that point. I needed a new Bible.
Like, I was worried that one day, like, it was just like the entire cover was just gonna come off. I never saw that happen. So that's what I'm saying. Like, faith really held it together. But
a new Bible was due, but yeah. I finally got a new Bible.
They both got themselves new Bibles for Bible study. They're so beautiful. Mine's pretty new itself, so I won't be due for one in a while. I was tempted to get another one, a different version, but I really like all the notes I have in mine.
Yeah,
and it's like it'd break me. I feel like I had to
transfer. I love my yes. Because you want to say how you got? Dude, she got her shirt.
Okay, yeah. Tell the story. Yes. This is also like another little thing from God. Yeah.
Okay, so like I mentioned, like God will provide in each way. So I have been like, ever since we started the Bible study, like I didn't really have a Bible at first. I was just using my phone on the Bible app. And then Erica actually, she gifted me a Bible, which I'm so grateful. The blue one, yeah.
That's so true.
I'm so grateful for her. And then I had actually, ever since we started, I saw Abby's Bible and I was like, okay, that's so pretty. Yeah, that's aesthetic. So I started looking into Bibles and then I really didn't know what version to get. So I was looking all the different versions and then Erica's old Bible, she had an NLT version. So I think that's the one that just I understood the most. So I looked for an NLT version, an aesthetic Bible. One that I could write my notes in, and I found one from Hosanna Revival. Shout out to them. I was looking at it for like maybe about 2 weeks because I was debating if I should get it, that one, the specific one that I have, or another one which were the same, but the cover was different. And then when I went back and I actually wanted to buy the Bible, it wasn't there anymore. Like, it was out of stock. And then I kept checking every week to see if it was like going to be in stock, and it just wasn't appearing. So I ended up emailing the Hosanna Revival team, and I asked if it was ever going to come back to being in stock. And they said no, that it was not going to be in stock anymore. But they had two Bibles left and they just told me, yes, just go ahead and send me your address and we'll go ahead and ship one to you. So I actually got my Bible for free, the specific one that I've been wanting. I think that was just like such a blessing from God. It's just like a reassurance that mm-hmm. I needed this Bible and that he was just here with me and
did
like
anything to help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just super grateful. Shout out to them.
Yes. Yeah, it's so cute.
It is so cute. Yes. I really like it. It's like the perfect size. Not too big, not too small.
Mm-hmm. And the front cover is so beautiful. Like, the Bibles from there are just gorgeous.
I know. I feel like sometimes, like not worried, but I overthink what people think about, you know, like when I post like my like a little Bible study or anything like that. But honestly, like what, like aesthetics? You know, like whatever helps you get closer, right? Like,
you just do it. You just
like
do
if
it.
A cute Bible is gonna help you read it and pick it up, like,
yeah,
do it. Who cares?
Even buying like different highlighters, different pens, like just make it colorful and pretty. That way it like draws your attention because I mean, for me at least, if it looks pretty, I'll read it. Like,
it helps like organize too. And
it makes it more fun, like when it looks aesthetically like, I want to make it pretty.
You know what she told me? It was like something that, are you, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I love how you know what I'm talking about. That, okay, no, because I'm going to say it wrong.
Okay, so I saw this TikTok. Is it about that?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was like, if you just want, like, if you want to know what your Bible verse is, like, for you, for your specific, like, life, just go ahead and read the book of Matthew, and then let's say my birthday is September 22nd. So I would go to Matthew 9:22. And actually, I'm going to read it to you because I have it right here. And it says, it's the story whenever the woman was suffering for 12 years with constant bleeding.
Wait, sorry to interrupt real quick. But again, if you guys don't remember, the type of cancer that Marianne is battling is leukemia, which is blood cancer, for those of you who aren't aware. So, okay.
Matthew 9:22 says, Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was healed at that moment. And this is actually, like, so crazy because when I saw that TikTok, I immediately went to the Bible app and I read that verse and I just started crying because I felt like that was a confirmation for me. Just right now, I'm currently in remission. I just got told that I was in remission and I'm just waiting for, like, final results to come back. But I feel like this is definitely my favorite verse. And whenever I know, last time I was doing a Bible study with Abby, I told her about it. And she quickly went to her Bible. She read the verse that she was supposed to. And I'm not sure what it was.
Before that, when she had told me, because I think she read it for me first from her Bible, from the app. And it sounded familiar. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I have that highlighted in yellow, which for me in my Bible, like, verses that really, really, really affected me and meant a lot to me, I highlighted in yellow. And I saved that yellow highlighter for, like, only, like, the most important verses, the ones I really needed to hear. And that one, it was already highlighted in my Bible, yellow. Mm. And again, like, my Bible's put away, but if you could read it, it's 7:7, Matthew.
Okay, so Abby's verse, according to TikTok, of course, it's supposed to be, "Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you."
Yes, and I feel like that's something I do a lot, and it's something I talk a lot about people, and is what I'm constantly saying is, like just ask God and you'll receive. Again, the stuff that I had been stressing about, I went to him and I turned to, like, I really leave it to God. He's annoyed with me. Like, I go up to his door and I'm there knocking, ringing the bell, like, doing everything. Would someone let me in, please? Open the door. That's truly me. And so when I read that, like, that was my lock screen for a really long time too, that verse, just because it's a lot. And it's what I tell my parents. Like, I'm like, God says to knock at his door, he'll answer. And so that's all we can do. And crazy that, according to TikTok again, right? This isn't like, it's just like a fun thing, but it's cute and it's fitting.
I love that you guys, like, don't have, like, such a hard heart. Like, because I feel like a lot of people could get very mad easily. I know I've honestly only met one person that had a, like, hard heart, like, towards the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, instead of allowing, like, the cancer to, like, bring you guys down or kind of, like, make you depressed, like, because it's so easy to, like, let it get depressing. Like, you guys just kind of, like, flip it and, like, use it as however, like, benefit you can according to you, you know? And I love that you said that, like, the whole, like, I'm glad I got cancer, because it's so true. Like, without it, I wouldn't have met you guys. Like, if I hadn't relapsed, I wouldn't have come back and, like, done these Bible studies with you. Like,
this episode's going to be so long, but it's great. Because you're so right. It's so funny that you mentioned that, because it's something that we talked about too. So pretty much Erica and I were both, she had already gone home. She was already in remission. your pick line was removed, yeah. right? Like you were, she was good. Out of here.
She was gone.
And that was supposed to be the same for me too. I had just mm-hmm. two more treatments and I was good. And unfortunately, in the same month, I think we relapsed and we were back at the start. But before our relapse, we didn't do the Bible studies, right? Yeah. I didn't even have my Bible yet.
We just like talked like about God. We didn't really like dive into
it. Exactly. And I told her, I was like, I feel like this was kind of all like God was sorry. I feel like it's my fault. Sorry he brought you guys to help me. But without her, I wouldn't have been able to learn the way that I've learned.
You know what? And honestly, like, because of you, like, it's not even just that, like, maybe you've benefited stuff from, like, what we've talked about, but I feel like I've benefited so much from you, too, just because, like, seeing you grow and seeing you, like, turning away from all of the past that you've done, you're able to say, like, there is a new way, and you're able to say, like, because you were struggling yourself, like, trying to believe, especially with the examples that you were being led by. And so to see God being able to change your heart, it reassures me that, you know what, this isn't just something to keep to myself. You get mm-hmm. me? Like, I can see that if God is able to change your heart, how much more can he change someone else's? And that fact that you're allowing it and you're not being so prideful and you're not like, well, this is my way, so like, this is what I want to do. You're actually allowing God to say, like, no, there's a better way. And to see you grow and to see you want to change, like, it inspires me. Like, I'm just like, I see you and I'm just like, if Abby can change her heart, like, I know I can change my ways. Like, you get me? Like, you're such a, like, leading example. And, like, I love it too. Like, you're helping me grow in my faith, seeing how God works through you. So it's not just, like, one way. Like, I want you to know, like, that, like, seeing you guys, like, both of you. Because I love, like, seeing Marianne too. Like, because I know she'll have, like, her little crush on but, like, I know, I just love to see, like, you guys just actually, like, accepting it and seeing that, mm-hmm. you know, there's a better way and there's just a way to life more than just what you see here. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it's mm-hmm. nice.
Dang, there's just so many things that are running through my head and I feel like we could talk for hours about everything that we've gone through and the ways that it's brought us closer to God, which is crazy because I feel like there's a lot of people out there. And before, I definitely was that person where I feel like something like this would have drawn me even further. Mm-hmm. And for some people, that is the case. And it's understandable because what we're going through is hell.
Yeah.
And there's so many other things I know that people have gone through in life. If it's not a diagnosis, if it's just whatever it may be, it's hard, but that's really where your faith is tested. And
I think it's good too, like, I mean, think about it, because we were all pretty good, like our first I guess, what is it, like, section, like, first mm-hmm. round, I guess, of cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, you were like living life, and like Marianne was living life, and you know, Abby, you were about to be done, you were mm-hmm. set, and then I was back home eating I was out. But you know what, like how you were all saying, like, we knew about God, but we just didn't like, I guess, keep up with it, or, like, mm-hmm. held ourselves accountable for the things that we were doing. And I'm so glad that I relapsed, because if not, I wouldn't have met you. Like, I wouldn't have come back and, like, talked to you more, like, on a deeper level. I wouldn't have met Kendra. I wouldn't have met, like, all these other people. And, you know, I can say that I think me relapsing, I was able to, I don't know, I'm just, like, I feel like it's just a different level of a relationship that I have with God right now. It's just, I don't know, it feels like I'm, like, an apologetically, like, being wanting to be, like, a Christian. Like, I don't know, like, I just want to, like, spread the word. Like, I don't want to, like, keep it to myself anymore. Like, you know, there's a better way of living, and you don't have to live in the ways that you're living. You know, you can look at your situation and say, like, you know what, I'm going to use this as my benefit to become closer with God, or you could, like, sit there and be depressed. But, so, I don't know, like, in a way, like, I love that she said that, because it's so true. Yeah. Like, I'm glad it came back, because if not, then we wouldn't have been doing this. And I wouldn't find, like, true comfort and peace in God, like I do today, mm-hmm. you know?
Do you have anything else to add? Okay, well, I guess that concludes this little session of us, you know, really getting to share with you guys our journey and that... We have a TV on, so we're in a dark, like, random room, and I feel like the darkness like adds to the vibe, but we need some sort of light.
Especially because it's 12:30
Yeah, it's 12 in the morning. Sorry, guys. Thank y'all so much for staying up and doing this. This has been a long awaited episode, and I was really excited to get out. Wish Kendra was here.
Shout out to Kendra.
Yes, shout out to Kendra. She's
living.
She's living life. That girl's. Oh my god.
Yeah. Like probably playlist of low.
Y'all pray for Kendra tonight because that girl's an adrenaline junkie. but yeah, just thank you, Erica. Thank you, Marina.
Yes, I want to thank you because I think this is like such a great space that you have and that you have like invited me in. Erica, course. Into your place, like just to, I mean, just say our testimony, just give our the words of advice that we have for anyone who's listening. So I think it's pretty great.
Hopefully, you guys can take away, maybe reach for a Bible tonight, maybe pray, maybe just talk to God. I think that's like another thing Erica's taught me is you don't have to talk to Him like you're talking to your school principal. Like, talk to him like a friend. Yeah. Talk to him as a loving parent who's there to guide you, because that's exactly what he's there for, and love you unconditionally. And if not, again, like I said, we're not trying to force anything on you guys, but just that y'all have some sort of faith and outlook and to help you when you need it the most. Because like I said at the beginning, we go through difficult things, and especially when it's out of our control, it can be very hard on your mental and emotional state. So it's always good to have somewhere to put that energy into so you're not always holding into it. I thank you all for listening, and I hope that you guys will tune into the next episode. I love you all so much, and God bless. Good night. Or morning. Good morning. Or good afternoon, whatever time you're listening. Bye-bye.